Hi, welcome to the Sabian podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I want to do a brief episode on the symbols that seem to point towards military campaign in light of what is happening in Ukraine. I have just been looking at this. I posted it on my Facebook page, and some friends asked me to explain it more in detail. It's sometimes hard for me to sit down and write. And so I created this podcast to help people understand it a little bit better. And I wanted to do a breakdown of these particular symbols here. First of all, I looked at the March 2nd new moon and the March 18th full moon, and that was freaking me out a little bit because the new moon on March 2nd is at Pisces 13, and that symbol is a sword used in many battles, is now in a museum. Somebody did point out to me that in the tarot, a sword can be about ideas, mental, like our the way that our mind works, the way that we communicate. And that actually could be very positive because it is about laying down our weapons. But then later on March 18th, the full moon is at 27 Virgo, and that moon symbol is 28 Virgo. A bald-headed man has seized power. And then sun at 28 Pisces is a fertile garden under the full moon. So that full moon symbol, a bald-headed man seizing power, it just doesn't sound very good. I think about Mussolini. And I think about our demagogue type of leaders like Putin. Potentially, I see China and Saudi Arabia getting involved in this war right now, siding up with Russia. So it's just not looking really very good. And also on February 23rd and 24th, Mars and Venus are. We're conjunct, and those symbols were a soldier receiving two awards for bravery in combat, but also before that, 22 Capricorn was a general accepting defeat gracefully. Before that was a relay race, 21 Capricorn, like that race to get there first, make sure, kind of a race to, like, it could be like an arms race or something like that. Playing chicken at the borders. And then it was sextile Neptune at 23 Pisces, where Pisces is now. And that is a materializing medium giving a seance. And I think about this as a symbol. I often think about this as a lot of people creating a lot of people, a lot of dead people. And materializing medium would be somebody who creates a lot of propaganda. And there was just a video of Putin saying some really crazy stuff about the Ukrainians being drug addicts. And all Nazis, and there is actually a neo-Nazi movement in the Ukraine, which is of a concern. But we also have that in the United States. It doesn't represent all the people. It's a small percentage, likely. But that kind of materializing of truth, manufacturing consent, which often happens in wars, and then giving a seance. Think about that, who is involved in seances? We try to talk to the dead and in a seance. So, the last time Neptune was at this degree, I thought about somebody like Trump or Modi, and there was a really bad coronavirus response at the time, and there was a really high death rate, and that's when I associated Neptune when Neptune was in that degree previously. And then Neptune went retrograde and went backwards to, I think, about 20 Pisces. And now it's back at 22 Pisces. And that symbol of 23 Pisces is again in the works. It is, let me see when it's there till it's there until March 16th, and then we'll move on. It may be back. I have to follow it through its cycle, but when it was there the last time, more of the issues were COVID, which was very disruptive. And in India, when it was happening, a lot of people all of a sudden had to go back to their homes, hundreds of miles away, and a lot of people had to walk all the way there because he had shut down the train lines. So that was a crazy time as well. Let me see, there is more. And then also the South Node from February 17th until February 27th was at a military band marching noisily through the city. And that has been happening. And also Chiron at 11 Aries from February 19th until March 9th is the president of the republic or the ruler of the country. Looking at that is Chiron is the wounded healer. That would be like oftentimes things that wound us are things that we are able to heal in ourselves, and then we're able to heal in others. But also thinking about Chiron and wounding, thinking about how difficult it would be to be a leader, like Zelensky in the Ukraine. I'm looking at how he has decided to stay there and be there for his people. Or thinking about somebody like Putin who is wounding, but also coming from a wounded place, and understanding the geopolitics and NATO, and it seems to be a very complex situation. He is a bad actor here, and generally I'm not a big fan of him. But trying to see the bigger picture here and see just the history of NATO, and that it was created to prevent co the spread of communism in the West. And now that Russia is no longer communist, it's fascinating that it's still there, and the longstanding battle that we've had with Russia, despite the fact that they were our allies in World War II and World War I. It's just a fascinating history. So looking at how difficult it must be to be President Biden at this time, just a horrible thing to be in a place of leadership and have to make decisions about potentially going into war, or how to mitigate the situation through sanctions. It just doesn't look like an easy position for our world leaders to be in. So there were a few other things too that I saw happening with the other planets and other symbols. South Node from February 28th until March 5th will be at 26 Scorpio, American Indians making camp in a new territory. Chiron, further on, at the end of March, is in the oh here we go Chiron from March 27th until April 13th will be at a bomb which failed to explode, is now safely hidden from discovery. When Chiron was at this degree previously, there actually was a bomb explosion. I'm trying to remember where, but I had talked about that in another podcast. Jupiter at 14. Let me see here. Jupiter at 15 Pisces from March 2nd until March 5th will be at an official drilling his men in a simulated attack. And then Jupiter at 17 Pisces from March 10th until March 13th. An Easter promenade. I do often think about that as another death and dying aspect, where we see more people dying than we normally do. So, these are all speculations, but this is oftentimes how I see it plays out in the world stage. And so I just wanted to go over these a little bit. I don't want to alarm anybody, but these particular planetary positions and symbols look like there is, you know, like I'm seeing a sense of divine order here in some ways. Not that it's something that I would ever want to happen, but the symbols are showing that, you know, they're in the symbols. So it's fascinating to me. The other thing, I wanted to add one more thing. The new moon at 13 Pisces, a sword used in many battles, is now in a museum, is also conjunct Jupiter at 15, an officer drilling his men in a simulated attack. Another one is Mercury at 20, Aquarius. These are all new moon symbols. A large white dove bearing a message is conjunct Saturn at 19, Aquarius, a forest fire finally being quenched. So the other ones I've gone over, but thank you for letting me share this with you. And I'm going to go record another episode of the week ahead. So, I hope this is helpful and not too alarming. Please hug your loved ones. Please, really whatever you can, let's do what we can to prevent war. Although it sometimes feels futile, because oftentimes it feels like our politicians aren't really listening to us, and there's so much going on under the surface that we don't know about. So anyway, I will be back, and I hope you are able to relax as much as you can this weekend, and sending lots of love and prayers to our Ukrainian and people in surrounding countries, to those people, and also Russian citizens, because so many of them do not want this war as well. So lots of love, and please be well. Thank you so much.